The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner at your service, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us, as usual. And something that's not as usual is how well the stock markets have been running lately.
I mean, after all that doom and gloom from last month, saying everything's going to crash over the summertime?
Oh, everything's I'm crashing now. Yes. Oh, my gosh, you know, especially after we had a crummy tail end to last year, and we had a terrible January and February.
Terrible, yes.
Woo, yeah. How many of you called up wherever you have your investment accounts, whether it's your 401k, your 403b, your IRA, brokerage accounts, whoever's managing for managing them for you, or maybe it's unmanaged, maybe you're managing it.
Yeah, maybe you just went online, looked at your account.
Yeah, and you went, oh my gosh, and you either took it away from whoever has been managing it pretty well, and when you saw this pause in your balance, you went, oh, well, I can do it better myself, or I can do it here, or I can do it there, I can transfer it. Yeah, you know, or I'm getting out completely.
Yeah, let me sell all this stuff and get back to cash.
Yeah. So if that's you, we're going to talk a little bit about some folks who watch this stuff and go through crunching the numbers all the way back through the years. And then you can make another decision about what you want to do next. and then we'll kind of go over those kind of things and see what that is. We'll also talk about Social Security, when to file for it, for those of you who are looking at that coming up, and blow up some other theories out there. And, Doug, you've got some things, too.
There's a couple things on if you couldn't work, how long could you go without a paycheck?
Ooh.
How long can you go without a paycheck if you're healthy enough to work, but for whatever, or take that back, you're not healthy enough to work?
Okay, so you have an illness cropped up and
accident,
you weren't expecting it, whatever?
Yeah, how long can you go without a paycheck? We'll talk about that, what type of things you look at. And I was just thinking, too, for those of you who listen to us every day and every week, that we tend to, Social Security tends to pop up. Well, because that's the age bracket right now. The baby boomers are getting there. We just had a discussion yesterday with a couple I didn't realize had been working with them. This was in Houston for over 20 years now. I said, wow. And they're getting there in their late 50s, and they didn't know anything about Social Security.
Wow.
And I was thinking, these are smart people. And so, yes, you need to hear things again. She said, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's mostly what you don't know.
Right, or what questions to ask, even.
Yes.
So that's why we touch on it a lot, because there's no one right answer, because everybody's situation's different.
And that's why we have the free review also, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. But so many of you are wondering about when's the right time to take Social Security. What kind of things do you need to consider before you take that plunge? And can you get a do-over on any of this? Can you pause things still? You know, what are some strategies you need to think about? And what do you need to think about for the survivor benefit for those of you who have a spouse, or maybe you have dependent children, whatever, grandkids, whatever? You need to be listening to this, because this is very important. It is not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. And believe it or not, even though we have a wonderful Social Security office here in Central Texas, I will tell you that Social Security is not going to go out of their way to call you or write to you and say, hey, this is the best way for you to do this.
They are not going to do that.
That is not what they do.
They just administer the program.
Right. So we're going to talk about some very important matters with some of that when we come right back. And, of course, we'll take a look at the markets, see what's going on with that as well. So it's all about you, your money. How do things work best for you? Got a question right now, going into a break? If you want to talk to us one-on-one on the phone, no one else will hear you. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Lorne Concrete, family-owned since 1986, located in Brenham, LaGrange, Smithville, Caldwell, Prairie View, and Waller. Lorne Concrete delivers results via technology. They implement state-of-the-art technologies to ensure their customers' supreme attention to detail. Whether you're building a new home, business, or farm and ranch structures, start with a strong foundation. Start with Lorne Concrete. Just call 979-836-3664 to speak to a member of Team Lorne. Find out more about Lorne Concrete by visiting their website at lorneconcrete.com.
The LaRoche dealership gives folks like you the respect and service you deserve. LaRoche treats people right, giving their customers great deals on new and used cars and top-notch service after the sale. Plus, LaRoche has the vehicle you want, whether it's a work truck, a luxury ride, or an economical car with a low price and great gas mileage. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors and need your support to keep Brenham's economy strong and growing. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, your local dealership on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Camp Cascade is a new camp designed to teach children ages 7 to 13 some of the basics of survival skills, swimming skills, CPR, first aid skills, and life-saving skills. Each themed week will take you to another level with games, projects, crafts, swimming, and a ton of adventurous fun. The theme of the first Camp Cascade week is fun and fitness and will be held June 13th through the 17th. Find out more about Camp Cascade or to register, call the City Recreation Line at 979-337-7250 or visit their website at cityofbrenham.org.
There are a lot of things in life that should make you nervous. Skydiving. Swimming with sharks. Your mother-in-law. But going to the dentist shouldn't be one of them, especially if you're a patient of Dr. Paul LaRoche in Brenham. Now offering Waterlase Dentistry, technology that combines laser energy and water. No more rough grinding and drilling, and in most cases, no need for painful numbing shots. What are you afraid of? Find out more about Waterlase. Call LaRoche Dentistry at 836-5666. They make smiles happen.
Summer is here, and so are the savings on New Holland Equipment and Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Vine, Dallas, or Sealy. To save up to thousands of dollars during our New Holland clearance sale, go online to WCTractor.com or call or stop by Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Vine, Navasota, Sealy for all the great deals. Save with our great deals during our New Holland clearance sale. See online at WCTractor.com or stop any WC Tractor location today to see for yourself. Washington County Tractor, saving you money.
Washington County Tractor, people and products that you can trust.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham, brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Rick J. Bison Associates, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Caldwell's Kim Dry, J5 Tractors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, Fireplaces, etc., and T3 Truck and Trailer. Please support our Astros sponsors. And for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
Good job, Craig.
And if you remember that song playing on the radio, you definitely need to be coming in for that free review.
That's right. You're in the age bracket for that.
You're on the flight plan right there. You're on the glide path.
Oh, well, it seems like just yesterday.
Yeah, but, you know, now is the time if you are in that age bracket, and we know what that is, right, personally, you need to be thinking about when you're going to take your Social Security benefit, how you're going to take them. And don't assume that you know everything about that particular subject, because we talk to enough people all the time who think they know, and by the time they come in and we do some financial planning with them and talk to them about various stuff, you know, what are you planning on doing, and should you pay off your house note, and should you know, blah, 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 and all this stuff before they're going to be retiring, how much longer should you work, all that. Well, it turns out they didn't know all those answers. It is not a simple thing. It is not. And there is some pretty expansive planning that goes into this.
We met with a couple yesterday in Houston, second generation clients. I think I've been working with that couple for 20 years. I worked with her mom 10 years before that, and even worked through the estate when her mom died and whatever. And the different things that they didn't know over the years, they're getting to the point, they learned. They were in their late 50s. Before you, what we always say, 3 to 5 years before you think you're going to retire, you need to start planning for that. So they decided, come on in, and because they were thinking, well, maybe it's time to retire. And there's all kinds of things they didn't know. Like I mentioned to them, and we mentioned this on the air many times, when they're getting ready to talk about retirement 5-6 years from now, we talked about Social Security, we talked about life insurance. The thing that we brought up was long-term care, and that the husband's eyes just popped open. And I said, sir, you know, what? It looks like I really caught your interest. He says, yeah, my dad's 92, and I have to write a check every month to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, so that's one of the things we need to discuss. I said, but the point of all this is you guys are doing this just now. You're going to do it once. Mm-hmm. I said, we do it once a week.
Yeah.
So we see all kinds of different things, and there's options and choices and pluses and minuses, because every situation's different. And that's why that free review is so important. If you're thinking about retiring, we've had people come in Houston, we had people come in 2 years ago, and they came back again 2 years, and I expect them to come in 2 years from now. Point being, you don't have to necessarily be ready to retire this mm-hmm. year or next year.
Right.
But get your game plan together. We always talk about get your strategies together. Well, here's a way. Come in for that free review and start your strategies. Because it takes a while, and it's good if you have time to mull over ideas and get your mind wrapped around it, how things work, and better understand it.
And how do things match up with what you've already got in place?
Right. Or how can you use what you have in place?
Yes. you know, if you've already got savings, if you've got a 401k, if you've got IRAs already, if you've got insurance policies, annuities, all of these different things play different roles in what your future life is going to be and not just whatever it is today.
Yeah, and psychologically, you got to get ready for it. This particular couple, the daughter got married, now lives outside the home, so the wife is just excited because that college expense is gone, the wedding expense is gone, the son has got a job, and so that expense is gone, and so she's, okay, we can start socking away some money now. But they run into problems because psychologically, she's still in the accumulation mode, which is good. She's got 6-7 years to go yet to accumulate money, and she was worried, well, how are we going to live off it? If we do this, how are we going to live off of that? And so then we have to explain, okay, that's a different strategy.
Yes.
When you start living off of your assets versus trying to accumulate. I said, right now, in the next 7 years, we want to get as big a pot of money as we can.
Yeah, really throw it in there.
So how can mm-hmm. we do that? And we looked at, what does she have? What do they have available to them? She's got a 401k, and so at least she listened over the years. She's maxing that out.
Sure.
Husband was a 1099 employee years past, so he had a simplified employee pension, because when we set that up, that was the only thing. They didn't have solo 401ks.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him yesterday, you still a 1099 employee? He said, no, they moved me to W-2, and they don't have a retirement plan. So that means he can't have his own 401k. He can't do the SEP anymore. He can only do an IRA at $6,500 a year, and he's in the 35% tax bracket.
Ugh.
So it's just killing him.
Jeepers.
So the tools they have aren't nearly as much as what they used to have. So now it's like the question was, should we pay off the house, is the next question. Because they don't get any tax itemized deductions anymore because the kids are grown and gone.
Yeah.
Their house payments.
So they're taking a standard deduction and not doing a lot of write-offs.
Right. And so it's like, okay, what tools do we have to use? I said, well, at least that's a good problem. You know, at least you're making enough money. You got to pay a bunch of tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never come across anybody yet who on April 15th that has to write a check to the IRS that's happy. I don't care how much money you make.
Well, and that's, yeah, that is true. But the point of it is you don't really know what you don't know, right? And there are a lot of things that even surprise us occasionally. And especially now that we've been in the last two or three years, this ending of one presidential administration, and now we're going to be hitting another one with whoever wins, all right, in November. But we had some huge changes that happened to some of our social programs, particularly Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
In
that was July.
The fall.
Yeah.
July and on through the fall of last year. That was the 2016 budget bill from President Obama, the Obama administration, and they just gutted some stuff out of Social Security. Now today I'm seeing things where, you know, they're wanting to beef things back up in some other areas, but it's going to mean that it's going to cost you as a taxpayer more money paying into Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm. Or longer.
So a lot of things are being pushed through right now, and they were pushed through last year, the year before. It's going to be again very quickly, because when you have an administration, whoever it is, going out of power and a new one coming in, the folks going out want to make sure that they get all the things in that they want to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been very, very successful with that. So just remember, there will be changes. It's hard enough to keep up with things without all that changing, but we do keep up with these things. So it's very, very vitally important. If you want to come in, just go through things, get some ideas, free review. Let me give you our office phone number, and I'll give it again after we come back in a few minutes from the next break. But here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. We also have a terrific website, and love to have you go by there. If you want to send us a note, an email saying, hey, I've got the following dates coming up, can we get together? Or if you want to just go on the website and take a look at the information, which is a ton of on there.
Money MakeOverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Check on the news articles. We've got a new one that comes out every week, different topics. You can send us an email. We've got our contact information. You can listen to older radio shows at a particular topic that maybe you heard part of, but mm-hmm. you'd like a refresher course on it. What we want to stress to you, though, is get your strategy together. Wherever you are in life at the moment, accumulation phase, daughter's getting married soon phase, grandkids,
right. Mm-hmm.
Get your strategy together.
College expenses.
And then retirement planning. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have to lose sleep at night or worry. Yeah. I've got some people that look at their account every day. I'm trying to tell them, no, don't do that. Just get your strategy together. There's going to be ups and downs. But you'll sleep better at night, and you'll feel better, and you'll actually end up doing better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that free review is, to get you started on whatever you'd like to do. And then we can work through it. I know we're working through with two different companies right at the moment some disability coverage. And that comes back to mm-hmm. how long could you go without a paycheck?
Yeah.
If you got sick or hurt, how long could you pay your bills because you don't have a paycheck? This is from benefitspro.com, May 16, 2016 magazine. And the cost of disability: medical problems contributed to 62% of all personal bankruptcies in 2007. Mm. That was a 50% increase over 2001.
Wow.
You know, the statistics are farther back because bankruptcy takes a while. So over 62% of personal bankruptcies were because of a medical disability. So they did a survey, this particular magazine, and said, how long could you go without a paycheck? 38% said they wouldn't last 3 months. If you had no paycheck coming in, you know, if you think Social Security is going to cover you, you're over 62 and you get disabled, it takes months before they start paying you a check. It takes, it's not just go down, sign up, and you get a check next month. Mm-hmm. It takes 3, 4, 5 months. Just if everything goes smoothly. Okay, 65% of working Americans say they couldn't cover normal living expenses for a year if their current employment was lost. Now, we run into a lot of that in the oil patch around here, but it doesn't have to be oil patch. It could be your job is gone because you physically can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've got two friends.
And it's not just older people that have this happen, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you have a car wreck and you get messed up.
Cancer is another big
cancer.
Because that
other physical problems.
I have a friend at church that he got cancer, and he just for 2 weeks he couldn't even sit at the computer. He said he was so weak from the treatments and stuff. Mm-hmm. He couldn't even sit up at the computer.
Yeah.
So, also 1/3 of Americans don't have retirement savings, and 68% of adult Americans have no emergency savings.
Mm-hmm.
So. The cost of that that's a risk factor in your working years that need to be addressed. And we're working with two companies here in Central Texas right now we brought that up to them, and, oh, I didn't know you could have stuff like that.
And so as an employee benefit.
As an employee benefit.
So, you know, different kinds of disability coverage options, especially for smaller employers, these are not difficult, not expensive things to put into place for your employees. And we even have one firm that we're talking to that they've been just paying out of their pocket.
Which is typical for a lot of small companies.
Yeah, where they're helping out their employees who've had a problem, medical or whatever. They can't come to work. But then how much do you pay and for how long? You know, this is all tough questions. And instead of being put into that position where they have to make maybe a tough decision, especially if the revenues of the company vary or something, then there are things that you can do insurance-wise, coverage you can buy as a firm or make available to your employees as a firm.
Right, I've got
that really takes that burden off of trying to make those kinds of decisions, and it's fair to the company and to the workers.
I've got a cost here, an average cost. Well, first of all, the average Social Security disability benefit, because most people think, well, I'll apply for disability insurance. Got to remember, Social Security turns down, I don't remember the exact number, 50, 60% of the first-time applicants.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the average Social Security disability benefit in 2015 was $1,165 a month. Can you pay your bills at $1,165 a month? Also, you've got to remember, you've got your deductibles and your prescription drugs and all the other things that you got to pay for that aren't necessarily covered by your medical insurance. But that's the average Social Security cost. But the average cost of supplying both long-term and short-term disability insurance to private sector workers costs employers about $624 each year for a full-time employee. That's $50 a month. That's $50 a month to cover your employees for most of their pay.
Yeah.
That's not heavy, and it's one heck of a benefit that you can offer to keep your employees, and number two, attract good quality other, because you got some good benefits.
Yeah, and for many of the folks out here that we work with who have businesses, they really have had these employees, many of them, for many years. And there's a real bond there, mm-hmm. personal bond. Between the employer and the employee. And so you want to treat them well, and you want to treat them right and do the right thing.
I want to give you the story here before we get the break of a family-owned business. It was a tree farm. People go to church. I knew him. And I talked to the younger guy. He married, got two kids, and I talked about disability. He said, oh, no, I really don't need that, because if something happens to me, the family business will continue payments. Well, he was a small plane pilot. His plane, he was flying to Beaumont, his plane, this was 6-8 years ago, his plane dropped 6,000 feet out of the sky and crashed.
Oh.
And so he walked away alive.
Wow.
I take that back. He didn't walk away. He was alive. He had all kinds of broken bones and stuff. So he was out 6-8 months.
Mm.
Family paid his salary, but he wasn't working.
Yeah.
He wasn't contributing.
Yeah.
And so that put a real strain on the business, because here comes the same outflow, but it's no production costs.
Yeah.
So things do happen. And now, I don't know if he can get it. He might be able to since it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
The chance of him, I don't know if he still flies anymore either, but chance of him falling, you know, plane crash again if he doesn't fly is pretty slim. But things do happen.
Yeah.
And he was a young guy. He was in the early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
He was out for a year.
So, again, this is what we look at along with you, whether you're a business owner or not, right, is protecting what you have and protecting things against future things that can happen that are out of your control. So a lot of different ways to go about that. That's all part of planning properly. All right, getting ready to take a little break here. If you have a question in particular, here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Otherwise, we'll see you on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Don't be fooled. All Tree Services, doing business as Master Tree Services, is the original All Tree Services in the Brenham area since 1999. There are several Victors in the area claiming to be affiliated with All Tree Services, but Victor Alcala is the only Victor affiliated with All Tree Services, now known as Master Tree Services. That's Victor Alcala, A-L-C-A-L-A. Master Tree Services has the most experienced team in the area, and they value your business. They can provide you with the best service possible, including pruning, trimming, and removing trees. Master Tree Services does it all at an affordable price. They offer free estimates and other related services. Plus, they have $1 million liability insurance policy for your protection. To make sure you have the right Victor, call Master Tree Services at 979-836-7140. That's 979-836-7140. Mention you heard this ad on KTEX and get a 20% discount. Master Tree Services, 635 Highway 36 North in Brenham, in the same location since 1999.
There's feed, and then there's nutrition. Since 1921, Nutrina Animal Feed has been developing the latest innovations in the care and feeding of animals. No matter what part of the country you call home, you'll find Nutrina feeds readily available so you can give your animals high-quality nutrition for a lifetime. To learn more, visit their website at NutrinaWorld.com. In Brenham, pick up Nutrina feeds from Cattleman's Supply, Highway 105, your Nutrina dealer in Brenham. Farmers and ranchers depend on Cattleman Supply in Brenham.
Are you looking for that perfect engagement ring for the perfect woman in your life? Show her you love and appreciate her for all that she does with that burgundy box from J.H. Bosky Jewelers. We carry a large selection of stunning 14-karat, 18-karat, and platinum jewelry for every girl's taste. She picked you knowing you were special. Now it's time to show her she is special, too. Remember, you are buying her a piece of jewelry she will have for a lifetime. Let us help you get it right the first time. From designer lines to the traditional design engagement rings, we are sure to have the ring that fits her perfectly. J.H. Bosky Jewelers offers so much more than just your one-time purchase. We want you to pick the diamond that is set in her ring. When you are buying from us, we sit down with you and show you several loose stones at no cost to you. Along with the purchase of your ring, we offer the first fitting at no charge, we offer free cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase, and we also warranty against stone loss on any item that is cleaned and checked once every 6 months. Come by J.H. Bosky Jewelers at 527 Highway 290 West between Holiday Inn and Applebee's for that perfect engagement ring that will take her breath away.
Join me, Craig Montana, and KWHI for the Washington County Dairy Day, live from the Washington County Fairgrounds on Saturday, June the 11th. We'll have live reports about the dairy industry beginning at 10:30. These reports on the Dairy Day program are sponsored by Washington County Farm Bureau, Cattleman Supply, Korthelinke Welding, Washington County Tractor, K&M Grocery, and Krennic Tract Repair. Join me and KWHI for live reports from Dairy Day, live from the Washington County Fairgrounds, Saturday, June 11th from 10:30 till 12:30.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Do you know what year that is, Craig? I don't know either. I'm thinking high school years. I don't want to say what year. That's what I thought I'd ask you in case you knew it.
Yeah, so 71, 72, maybe?
70s. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. That's about right. So if you know that song, then...
You need to be coming in for that free review.
That's right.
If you haven't already done that. Again, here's our number. I said I'd give it out, our office number. Sharon's there. Give her a call. Say, you know what? I've been putzing around here. It's time to come in and at least ask questions.
Yeah, it's summertime now. If you're an educator or work in the educational district, you got a little bit more slow time now, come on in. I got a couple coming in on Friday. Been trying to get together with them for the last 6 months to talk about long-term care.
Right.
And so finally, she's off, and so they're coming in.
There we go.
Took a while, but that's fine. It's better to get started.
Yeah, and I know more than a few people also, even in this area as well, who are going to actually walk out that door for the first time, the last time at their employer. Some of them made it out at the end of May. Others are going out in June before July 1, right? And if that's you, you need to come in and see that you've got all your ducks in a row. I went and looked at a couple of 401k rosters for some companies in the area here and in Houston. And I got to tell you, I was shocked at how many people left their 401k money in their old plan.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of it. And I looked at it and I thought, what? But the thing is, yes, they're supposed to contact you and say you got choices where you can roll your money out. You know, do an IRA, go to your new employer's plan, whatever it is. And a lot of people don't. They didn't even realize they had
money in
there.
They got a letter and looked at it and didn't understand. Like the lady I was talking to yesterday, she said, I know how to do all of this stuff, but when you throw these financial statements, letter, I have no earthly idea what they're talking about, so I just put them away. And that's probably what happens a lot of these.
So it's end-of-the-line type stuff. You know, maybe you're taking that next job or next opportunity, or you're going out and retiring. I have other clients and folks I know who are going to go back to school in their 50s and decide
them.
They want to do something else, another career. I mean, you know, you may have another 30 years or more that you're going to be productive or at least want to work for another 10 or 15 if you're still healthy. Do something new. Maybe you're going to start a new business, whatever it is. But you need to know where you stand now and what do you do with your benefits package. What do you do, some of you, who maybe can go back and say, you know what, I'd like to leave now, but if you still need my services, how about if I go on as a 1099 employee, boss?
Contract worker.
Yeah.
So that means you're self-employed now. You have your own business, and businesses can have 401k plans.
Hey, did you know you can have your own? Yeah, and you can still be plugging money away. I talked to somebody who owns some medically related businesses, along with one of their siblings and some other folks. And basically, they've got two core businesses, but I find out yesterday that they've got something else going on where they have a consulting business that doesn't collect money off of the normal things that they get it from. They can have a separate company there and...
Separate
have another
retirement plan.
Yeah. So, again, there are lots of different ways to slice and dice things, but you don't know unless you ask. So, again, our number, 979-836-2903. If you want to come in and just kick things around or ask questions, 979-836-2903. Markets are still hanging on to a few gains this morning.
Yep. Dow Jones is up about 0.25%, 39 points. S&P's up about 0.2%, 3.6%. NASDAQ's up green. It was up higher earlier because the price of oil was up over $51 a barrel.
Yeah.
And so that pushed a lot of companies up because, oil's above $50. That means the company can be profitable again. Maybe I better buy some of that company because of the profit margin coming in. So that's some of the thought going on. And then there's people say, I've owned this company, oil company stock for a long time, and it's up to where I bought it. I'm getting out. So you got buyers and sellers for different reasons.
Well, you do. But something else has been happening here, too, in the midst of all this, and that is that the dollar has dropped in value against other currencies. That means that people in other places, in other countries, like China, like Europe, right, they can buy oil cheaper because it's all sold, traded in dollars. So if the dollar is down compared to whatever currency is in their country, now oil is in sale for them.
Yeah, when oil was at $40 a barrel, Europe would have to take $60 to buy it. Now oil's up at $50 a barrel, they probably need $45 to buy the same barrel of oil.
Mm-hmm.
So it saves them. Those are guesses, education guesses,
but, yeah,
of how that works. And so, yeah, it makes it a lot cheaper for them because the dollar is down.
Well, and some of this, pardon the pun here, is fueling the S&P 500 and other stock indices.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are major, major, huge, humongous companies that are part of the S&P 500,
yep,
the biggest companies, the 500 largest companies in the U.S., and guess who the big cluster of them is up there at the very tippy top of that? And we got some of them in our own area right here.
Oil-related companies.
Yeah. So we're seeing this happening, and we're seeing S&P and Dow and NASDAQ, even the smaller firms, riding this wave to the upside. So for those of you, as we talked about earlier in the program, who said, oh, my gosh, it's doom and gloom. Listen, I'd love to have a nickel for every single one of these outfits that's inviting you to free seminars. Don't delay. Oh, what's going to happen to you? Oh, it's going to be terrible. If you don't want to see your portfolio crash down to where it did in 2008, you need to come to our seminar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know, they live off of your fear. So please, please take advantage of the opportunity. We're not going to twist your arm, but we're going to help you understand how things work. So you could, if you still want to go to somebody like that, no problem, but at least you know what questions to ask them.
Well, I was going to say, go ahead and go to one of those if you want, and then come in for your free review and say, this is what they said. Does that work for us, or is what they say totally correct? Because we're independent. Mm-hmm. We don't work for any company, but we're licensed with just about everyone I can think of. I don't know. If not, we get licensed with them.
Yeah, whatever.
So it doesn't. So it's more of, that's why we're certified financial planners. What's your plan first, and then let's go find the product or service that works best for you.
Mm-hmm. So, again, we kind of go backwards at it that way because we want to know what's going on with you before we say. It's like going to the doctor. They want to know your blood work and your heart rate and all this other stuff before they prescribe anything for you. Maybe you don't really need anything and you're fine. Just do whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
We have that conversation plenty of times with people who come in. So, again, here's our number at the office. Come on by. You got more time now.
Yeah.
979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
Okay, we've been talking strategies, and I want to touch back on that disability insurance.
Yeah,
disability insurance I call it income insurance because you're insuring your income. If you can't physically go work someplace, you got a paycheck coming in. And over the years, we had several clients. I'm a strong believer in disability insurance. And had several clients use the policies. They weren't expecting to get sick. They weren't expecting to get hurt. But they had a paycheck coming in. And psychologically, even though they probably could have skimped by, here they're laying at home on the sofa, couldn't do anything, didn't feel like doing anything, but they knew every month they could contribute to the family household. So psychologically, they felt better that they were still supporting the family or helping support.
Well,
the
family. That could cover a house payment. It could cover car payments. I mean, whatever part of your overall household bills, at least you got something.
Right. And then what do you do with that? Because that's disability insurance usually lasts till age 65 or 60. It used to be 65, not 66, because what the idea is once you get to 66, you get your Social Security benefit.
Right.
And that isn't predicated on whether you're healthy or not, so the policies will go that long. But what we say, okay, what do I do with that disability policy? Well, what you've been paying for the disability policy Now you use it for long-term care insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't affect your budget any because it's the same. You're just switching from now protecting your income to protecting your assets. See, different mindset, different strategy, because in retirement, you have your assets that you're living on, and long-term care will erode those or wipe them out if you don't have that covered. So the disability income insurance protects your income while you're accumulating. The long-term care protects your assets when you're retired.
Or, also, if you need additional income, because remember, you know, you don't have to be older and in retirement to have an accident or something else that takes
right.
you out of the workplace.
Right.
I've seen people, unfortunately, have to use long-term care benefits when they were younger than
yes.
that because of things that happened. So, again, it's proper planning, and sometimes we have to consider someone's health
yep.
on these things. So that's why it's important to either call us here on the program, get started, call us at the office later on, and we'll get started on things, but at least find out how things work. All right, coming back, we're going to talk about why you might want to not bury your head in the sand over the next few days, what the pundits are saying about the markets. You might want to think about that with your savings, your IRA, your 401k, whatever it is. We'll talk about some of that theory coming up. If you have questions in the meantime, here's our number for calling us now, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Call us now. We'll talk to you in private with the Money Makeover Show team.
Did the recent storms damage your trees? Do you have trees that need attention due to broken limbs or are almost completely uprooted? Time to call Rogers Tree Service in Brenham. Rogers Tree Service can cut off those broken limbs and trim limbs that are in danger of breaking off during the next storm. Call Rogers Tree Service at 979-836-4517. They've been servicing the trees of Washington County for over 30 years and wish to thank all their customers for their patronage. Rogers Tree Service in Brenham, going out on a limb for you. Call 979-836-4517.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. We believe in giving people a hand up, not a hand out. That's why we've developed entrepreneurial operations such as Higgins Branch, Resale Shop, the Furniture Warehouse, and the Cannery Restaurant. These businesses provide jobs which otherwise may not exist for some in the population. Every dollar goes to provide education, job training, and spiritual guidance to those in need. Visit faithmission.us to learn how you can partner with Faith Mission. Thank you and God bless.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Bell Towers in Brenham, a community exclusively for seniors 55 and over, is now open and leasing up fast. Hurry in to experience luxury living at an affordable price. Select a one- or two-bedroom apartment, which is beautifully designed with custom amenities, including walk-in closets, ceiling fans, washer and dryer connections, Energy Star rated appliances, and each apartment has its own private patio. Bell Towers is an active community centrally located in downtown Brenham with convenient access to shopping, recreation, and supportive services. Plus, all residents can also enjoy the private landscape courtyard, cabana with seating, furnished fitness center, arts and crafts room, community room, business center, shuffleboard court, barbecue grills, covered entry, and controlled gated access. But you must hurry because apartments are filling up fast. Stop by Bell Towers at 696 North Market Street across from the Brenham Clinic or call 979-421-8411 or visit their website at belltowers.com. They'll be glad to show you around and take your application. Income restrictions apply.
Have you thought of a Western gift for Dad for Father's Day? The Brenham Saddle Shop has a complete line of Western wear, including boots, hats, jeans, shirts, belts, buckles, and gift items, which includes cologne, knife sheaths, and case knives. Make your dad happy on Father's Day with a gift from the Brenham Saddle Shop. Family owned and operated for 56 years. Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive.
Jump in, now we're living in the moment. Take a joyride on the water slide. How I wish this day would last.
More ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment, the hottest, coolest time. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yep. Welcome back to the last 2 minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show. Invite you again to go by our website. Lots of terrific, great information about how things work. Everything from IRAs to 401ks to annuities, all kinds of other stuff, college savings plans, insurances, disability cover. I mean, we've got articles on there from very reputable third-party people, not outselling you something, just about how things work. Great stuff. And that website is there free of charge for you anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. Or you can send us an email, ask us questions. We do respond. If you want to come in for the free review, set up a time to do that. We do that too. All right there at moneymakeoverteam.com.
Yeah, just give us a call. We got the old radio shows on there. You can do that. I want to give a little plug out here this morning. I was I like to watch American Pickers. Those of you who know what that is, but anyway. One of my favorite shows, but my wife was looking to add some decorations to one of the bedrooms, and she thought she wanted the window to do that. So,
like an old-fashioned window out of an old farmhouse or church or something.
Yeah, refinish it a little bit, and so I thought, well, man, Brenham's a great place to do that. So I walked out of her office, walked around downtown, and came around. I drive by it every day, but I'd never been in there, so went into JR's Hideout.
Oh, yeah, they got great stuff in
they
there.
Have
that's
a lot
fun.
Of neat stuff, and Glenn was such a big help. Went over stuff with me and pulled out some really good stuff. And so I brought it home, and I was a hero.
Yeah,
so thank you, Glenn. You made my life very good.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Yeah. And there are so many great shops and,
oh, yes,
and
there are.
You know, places just to go look around and everything. And they've got some great new ones over in my stomping grounds at Chapel Hill now. Lots of new.
Yeah, they all okay on Main Street. That's another question I was supposed to ask you is that are the shops on Main Street up and running and full go?
Everything's okay up there, but, in fact, I was just talking to Craig over here, Craig Montana, and, a lot of folks in the surrounding area out there, and not just Chapel Hill and environs, but all over the place with the floods and everything. God bless you all. We've all had a tough time.
Yeah, those of you who weren't on the hill in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, yes, exactly right. But you know what? It was great because we got to see everybody coming together to help their neighbors, and that's a terrific thing. So, and our rescue crews and our firefighters and all that, our hats off to you if I had a hat on. But, yeah, thank you to everybody for all of that. Being thankful for things is a good thing to look at. And also being cautious, making sure you're planned.
Yeah, get your strategy together.
Yeah, no matter what it is, even if it's dealing with bad weather.
Yeah.
Or storms in your financial life as well. And I've had so many people say, well, I just got scared. I got fed up and I left, or I went to some, I know people who go to some of those free seminars, hosted by people who, you know, scarier, and they're advertising all over the place in the radio. I just want to say this. Some big outfits like Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, some others this morning coming out with an agreement with things are not so bad in the markets. We're starting to see some recovery in some specific areas of the global economy and our own here in this country. Oil prices, we talked about that.
Yeah, see, that to me, the oil prices, those of you who've been around a while, we've been doing this for over 30 years, so we've seen oil come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew even oil was down below $40, what, down to $30, $20 a barrel, it wasn't going to stay there forever. It might be a year or two, but it's going to come back for whatever reason and how. And it doesn't matter if it's just oil. It could be anything. Commodities, financials, any of those things. So the idea is get your strategy together and don't get scared and bail.
Well, and really, again, if you need some help, and so many of us don't get any, especially with our retirement plans at work, because folks don't like to do that and provide you that kind of guidance. So I come in for the review because we help that.
Got a lady brought in her 401k, and we had looked at it several years back, and she had 50% in a bond fund and basically 25% in a two growth mutual funds quality, and then 20% in a stable value fund. Well, the bonds right now are not going forward, don't look the best. So I said, well, let's move 20% out of there, cut it back down to 30 so that she at least has some bonds, because we don't know for sure if they're going to be bad. And she was thinking about retiring the next couple of years and didn't want to go backwards so much. Well, okay, let's move, of that 20% we took out, let's move 10% down to the stable value fund.
Which is kind of like a money market.
Yeah, so it locks it in there, so you got your...
She's not making much.
Yeah, but
it
isn't going to go, not going to fluctuate, and move 10% back up to the growth part. Because, okay, so now she's got more in growth, less in bonds, and in stable, so she felt so much better. But right in her, at this point in time and in her life, that worked best.
Now, if you're younger and you got more time frame, a couple of little pointers here. Don't let people browbeat you into thinking that everything's doom and gloom, especially those of you who are younger. You really are going to need that income producing ability later on in your life. So remember, everybody says, sell in Maine, go away. Remember this statistic. Stocks generally fare well between June and August. That is the second best 3-month period of the year. How long has that been going on generally? Since 1928. So, there you go.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.